good morning, Jalen. How you doing up here in Northwest Arkansas?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Good. What's the weather up there? You guys got a foot of snow, maybe something like that, or is it less than?
It's still snowing.
Okay.
Really?
Now are you a fan of snow or no?
Nope, not at all.
My man.
Yeah, being honest. Well, listen, congratulations on winning a seventh game in a row. You guys went down to Athens and took care of business. It was impressive. And probably the big standout was Stanley Amude, 31 points, 6 from 8 from the three-point line. Is that something that all you guys look around going, man, that's crazy? Or you knew that he had that kind of potential, you hadn't seen it yet?
No, we all knew Stan could do that. There was times in the summer where we were at, like, pickup games and just open gym with each other, and Stan was unguardable. Like, he's hitting post fades, he's going there dunking, and hitting threes from 2 feet off the line. But we've just been waiting for Stan to do that. But we all knew Stan was going to have a game like that this year.
Not easy to go on the road any time in the SEC, but to get a win like that, you know, the first half, Coach Musselman said he wasn't impressed with your defense and got on you guys at halftime, and you guys came out and held him to 23 points in the second half. And, man, it's nice to get a big blowout like that. Not easy to do on the road, regardless who the opponent is in the SEC.
Yeah, for sure. I think we came out a little slow at the beginning of the game. We didn't really come out playing as we should have, and they were really hot at the beginning of the game. They shot really good. That would be really good for any team that played, but they had a really great offensive first half, and of course we didn't play that great on defense in the first half, and coming out in the second half we made that one of our priorities to stop them on the offensive end.
You know, it wasn't just you. I mean, it wasn't just Stanley. I mean, you know, everybody contributed. You did, JD, Chris Likes with 4 steals. I mean, it was probably the best game overall from everybody contributing we've seen.
Yeah, I think we're all starting to be happy for each other, and I feel like that's what it takes to for teams to be great and teams to make runs deep in the year, is for everybody to be happy with each other and happy for each other's success. Like, if you could watch the game at the very end of the game, the whole bench is jumping up for each other when Chance hits the three, or when Kate's getting the rebounds, or Lawson threw that pass from the top of the key. So everybody's just super happy for each other, happy for each other's success, and I think that's what's going to make us a really good team.
Jalen, I got a random question for you, not pertaining to even this season in particular, but what's the toughest place you've played in the SEC on the road? Like, as far as home, I guess the environments are different because you guys didn't play at any packed arenas last year.
True.
But I just wondered which crowds are maybe the craziest. Because, you know, on TV it looks like Auburn's pretty crazy, kind of like Bud Walton is. So I just didn't know if maybe there was an environment out there you've played on the road in the SEC that was a little more difficult than others.
I mean, I really haven't got to play against any of the good or ranked teams yet this year at their arenas. I haven't got to play against a packed crowd at an away game.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But you're getting ready to play against number one team in the country, in all likelihood. I know you have a game prior to that, and you guys don't look ahead, but we do. But that'll be a fun environment. Just talk about how big Bud Walton, a packed Bud Walton, is for you guys, as far as it feels like it's a 10-point advantage or something like that.
Yeah, having Bud Walton packed is just another teammate for us, going on runs, getting stops, and Bud Walton's packed and they can't hear each other on the court. That's just another teammate for us out there that's helping us throughout the games, helping us win the game, and helping us get going. But yeah, that's having fans, having the love and support that they're bringing for us every game. That's really big for us.
Jalen, you guys seem a lot more confident. And I don't know, winning breeds success, I know that. But, you know, when you look at the preseason to now, it's not just one guy, it's not two guys. I mean, the whole team seems a lot more confident than what they did in the preseason. Do you feel that right now?
Yes, I think for sure. I think everybody's kind of figured out their role and they know what they can do for the team and know what they can do to help the team. And still, like, I'm sticking with that same thing that Coach Smart told us when we were at LSU is everything in the game, nothing to lose, and I feel like the whole team's playing by that.
Yeah, yeah, to tag on to the end of that, what RJ was saying, sorry, Bass.
No, you're good.
It feels like we talked to JD about this a few days back, but during this winning streak, six, seven games, whatever it's been, you guys have been really great defensively and much better than you were prior to. It also looks like to me that you're spacing on offense, you're cutting on offense. Everything to do with the offense has been much better as well, in particular in the last five, six, seven games. So what, is that just getting more comfortable with each other? Is that a byproduct of that?
I really think that it's a lot of guys figuring out what their role is on offense and chemistry starting to build with each other. So we know, like we know JD's going to be the main ball handler and starting to, you know, everybody else that's in the starting group is going to be a ball mover. Like, we're going to get the ball around. And not saying JD's going to just dribble the air at the ball. Like, he's going to move the ball around too. But everybody just knows what their role is on offense. And everybody's going to do what's right to get our offense going. So I feel like it goes a lot with us just being comfortable with each other and learning how to play with each other. And it's going to help our offense if we just play good.
Well, we do want to thank Aaron Eford over at Southern Floor Coatings for sponsoring your segment each week, Jalen. And as Justin mentioned, it's going to be fun. Saturday night, 7:30 primetime game against Mississippi State. And then, of course, most likely you'll have number one Auburn on Tuesday. And I think as we talked about this will be your first real crowd at Bud Walton where it's, you know, the roof is going to be blown off. It's just going to be it's going to be a lot of fun. We're excited for you guys, and we appreciate you jumping on with us. We know you got school you got to take care of. You got to deal with the snow. So we'll let you head on, and good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Go get us 30, Jalen.
Get us 30, yes.
All right, thanks, Jalen. Go Hogs.
Go Hogs.